concentrative morning shows. Ken and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Well, believe it or not, we actually convinced two more people to do a sky glide speed date out at the Iowa State Fair this week. You go up there and you take the ride,
yes,
which is longer than it feels.
It is longer than
longer
it feels.
Longer than you think.
Yes. When you look at it, you go, 2 minutes, I'm, you know, from JR's to the gate, done.
Right. But
no.
No.
It's nine minutes.
Yeah.
Stops every now and then.
And it's louder than you think. We had to edit a lot of audio out because, you know, there's people talking up and it picks up the sound from the fairgrounds, a busy night out there. But
if everyone could have been quiet on the way back, that would have been great. Stop having fun. We're doing a silly radio bit, right. Okay?
Next year, we'll need quiet for the next 10 minutes. We have a date going on. All right. Well, here's what happened with our second couple.
We're out here at the Iowa State Fair, Kurt and I, with our sky glider speed dating, and someone's had a little bit to drink, I'm guessing.
No. Actually, heights on life.
Heights on life. One was the first, he goes, now who's this guy? That's Ken. Got it. So, this is Autumn. Where are you from, Autumn?
Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines. And you are Cameron from where?
I'm from Des Moines also.
Okay, so you guys are going on a speed date here on the sky glider. Okay, off they go.
So let's get to it. You want children?
Depends.
I mean, what does depends? Like what old people wear?
Oh, it doesn't depend. Well, so like, I mean, I would. Depends on what we would agree on.
Okay. And you're from Iowa.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. I don't want children. I think they're monsters. Like, look at those two.
I think kids are monsters.
Okay. What? Do you hear that? They're screaming.
They're talking.
Well, whatever. Talking, screaming, something. All right, let's hit it. We only have 9 minutes.
We have 18 if you go back.
Oh, I like the way you look at this. 18 minutes.
Either 18 or you have another extra one.
No, we're going back. I'm an efficient lady. Sorry, I have so many questions.
The other part of it was on me because, you know, I had... Huh? Me being dumb at the age of 16 was like, yeah, let's go back over. Yeah, and then a couple months later, me
good
being 16, my dumb self.
It's okay. We
you know, I went back for whatever reason, whatever I thought of. Yeah, that's when, so like, they have a bar in their basement that parents drink all the time anyway. But they were over there. I was supposed to be talking to her by myself.
Uh-oh.
And then they decided to join the conversation.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And they walked you there.
Well, we don't really know for sure, but basically they wouldn't let me leave. So either way.
Oh, my. That's kidnapping. You were kidnapped.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, in some, I would never kidnap you. Have you ever been in a bar fight? Have you been in a fight? Let's start there.
I've not been in a fight in general. I mean, I probably could have if I wanted to be, but I don't usually tend to be.
Well, I surprisingly had never. Even though I am, and just... very honest. I did get punched in the face a few weeks ago. But so thankfully, after... there was video footage to avenge me. I was safe. I surprisingly was not at fault.
Okay, so
we got some relationship stuff in there.
Well, Cameron, I mean, Autumn got right to it.
And Autumn went right to it. Do you want kids?
Do you want kids? And then pointing out that she thinks they're monsters. So
love Cameron. They're not screaming. They're talking. They're just talking.
And then have you ever been in a fight?
Right. But she had not. But she.
Well, he had not.
Yes, and she had been in maybe some sort of altercation, but video.
Video
has vindicated her. Cleared her of all.
Okay. That was part one. How's it going to end? Well, it kind of turns into a job interview a little bit. And that's on the way in less than 10 minutes.
Here we go. Early morning cheerfulness.
Well, I always have to have my coffee.
Whether you're ready for it or not.
Okay.
Kenton and Kurt on Star 102.5.